So this is our monthly check-in with York Technical College. We love when our friends from York Tech come and visit. And this morning, Grant Suskin, who is the Marketing and Communications Coordinator, is here. We love when our friends of the show bring other friends of the show. And today he brought Allison Terry, who is the Department Chair for Building and Construction Trades over at York Tech. So welcome.
Thank you.
I think this is your first time on Palmetto Mornings, right, Allison?
I came last year.
One more time. Yeah. Okay. Well, welcome back. We're glad that you're here. Allison, we're going to start with you. What does it mean to be the department chair of building and construction trades?
Well, at York Tech, in our building construction trades program, we teach electrical, carpentry, plumbing, and HVAC. And it's a very hands-on program. Our focal point is actually that we build a house. Okay. We combine with a nonprofit in Chester called the I-58, and they provide all the materials, and we actually turn a house around in about a year, and it goes into a low-income home. For housing for them.
That's really cool and impressive, and what a great way to also learn how to give back to the community. Mm-hmm. So is that a part of the class experience for mm-hmm. the entire time, or most of those programs a year long?
Yeah, so it's a two-year degree, or we have 16-week certificates, which is typically a semester. And within the program, you know, you're learning, you know, starting out like you've never, you know, done this task before. But the capstone is working in the house. So there's different labs and different scenarios that we create and that simulate, you know, working in a house. And then capstone is, you know, doing the hands-on for that.
And then there's different, so not only are you learning the different skills while you're doing this, but there's also a skills competition.
Correct.
So you learn that if you're maybe better at the electrician part versus the HVAC, then you can go show off those skills.
Exactly.
And that's what many of your students just did. Tell us about Skills USA.
So Skills USA is also a nonprofit, and they are the Olympics of the trades, if
okay.
you will.
Okay? I like that.
Right? So they have many opportunities for students to showcase their skills. And as you mentioned, you know, it's not only just building construction, but there's 120 different competitions. There's cybersecurity, there's nursing, there's mechatronics, and so on and so forth. And so these competitions aren't just a hands-on, can you do this the fastest, but it incorporates soft skills, it incorporates interviewing, it incorporates, you know, explaining what you're doing, diagnostics, and things like that.
Okay, I'm going to back you up just a little bit. Now, what's
Mechatronics?
Mechatronics. Okay, what does that mean?
So I would say that's more like the robotic sides.
Okay.
So in this area, you know, there's a lot of manufacturing, so there's a lot of PLC cabinets that have robotics doing certain phases of manufacturing. And so mechatronics is the group of people who service that equipment and make sure that it's functioning so, you know, no problems happen and businesses don't lose money.
And where did this competition take place this year?
So there's a state competition and then there's a national competition. Our state competition took place in March in Columbia, South Carolina, and then the national competition was in Atlanta.
Okay, and you took 27 mm-hmm. to the state level and the national level?
So at state, we had actually 55 students participate. And so I wrote it down so I would not miss these numbers. But at state, with those 55 students, we had 27 golds, 15 silvers, and 8 bronzes.
Wow.
So, and again, there, like I said, there's so many different competitions that we participated in. And then of the 27 gold, that is who we brought to nationals.
Wow.
So we brought 27 students, and of the 27, 22 placed top 10 in the nation.
Wow.
Do you choose who gets to go? If you get a gold, you get to go to nationals? Or what happens if somebody got a silver, they're still really good, could they also get the opportunity?
So it's only first place to go to nationals.
Okay.
And so within, you know, York Tech, let's say regionally, if you will, we kind of host our own competitions or skill set to make sure that they're prepared to compete at state.
That's cool.
And then sometimes, you know, there's more than one team because sometimes it's close calls.
Right.
You know, so you'll have a couple people competing at state. And so we may have gotten gold and silver at a competition, but for you to qualify at nationals, you not only have to get gold, but you have to meet a certain criteria.
Wow.
So, for example, we had medical math, and even though they may have been the only person, they still had to have a 70 or better because the math part.
Would have just not had a winner.
Correct.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
So, because everything that is audited or judged, if you will, is all done by industry.
Mm.
And so as a minimum standard, you know, they have set the bar for if we're ready for hire, you're prepared for the workforce, and so that's what you're trying to meet.
And I think another really cool piece of this, I don't know how many, I know at least one of your students was actually part of your York Tech dual enrollment program. Mm-hmm. And you were explaining that there's a high school division and a college division. Mm-hmm. So you had a dual enrollment student. So Grant, I'll let you kind of explain what dual enrollment is first, and then I'll go into that segue.
Dual enrollment is basically our high school students in the area getting in and taking college courses, earning that credit while they're still in high school, mm-hmm. and then a lot of times graduating York Tech with an associate degree before they even get their high school diploma.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, it's an incredible opportunity. In a lot of cases, you know, we have like district-sponsored students where mm-hmm. the overwhelming majority of their costs are already taken care of. Mm-hmm. You know, you may have a couple of like books or materials for a class, but most of it is already covered. It is a fantastic opportunity for those students to get ahead, get that GPA boost, get that scholarship eligibility, whatever it may
Maybe
be.
Maybe shave some years off of their yep. undergrad school.
Reduce that college debt. Absolutely. Or yeah. some go straight into more of a career pathway.
That's
so
right.
you're 18, you're graduating, yeah. you're starting your career way yeah. ahead of other people.
And with all that to say, so your dual enrollment student actually won the skills competition at the state level as in the college division and went on to the national in that college division.
Yeah, so anyone at York Tech can participate in any of the mm-hmm. Skills USA competitions. And so we open it up to our dual enrollment population as well. And this year we had welding and automotive service participate. Our automotive service participant, Mac, he actually got first in state. And so because he got first in state at the college level, that's what qualified him to go and compete. So it totally, you know, it's very transformative to where you think I'm going to take some classes and learn a few things. Well, now you're a state winner. Now you're a national competitor. And like I said, it is like the Olympics, and it's just a transformative thing for this.
And person. What a great thing to put on your resume to mm-hmm. say, hey, that you won, you know, this Skills USA competition at the gold level.
It's 17 years old, young person.
We had three
young people could participate. Yeah. He was our only person still in high school, but we opened it up to anyone.
Allison, what would you say to students who are maybe contemplating, maybe they're going to be a senior in high school, or maybe they just graduated and they don't really know what to do? What would you say to give them advice on maybe that this is something that would be good for them to do, to get them to come to York Tech?
Yeah, so at York Tech, come explore us. Any program, any department chair like myself and others, we will show you anything and everything about our program. There's many opportunities for dual enrollment where they can test the waters, you know, take class here. Maybe you do building construction and you say, no, I want to go mechatronics. And, you know, there's flexibility with that, so students can do that. Because it is hard when you're young to find something that you're going to do for the rest of your life. But, you know, at York Tech, we have open doors, and we just want you to come have fun. Because a lot of it, you know, if you're having fun what you're doing, you're going to eventually love it.
It sounds like fun. And you're giving away gold and silver.
It's amazing.
they're earning it.
They're earning it. I love that.
And like I said, it's nice as instructors and department chairs where we watch our students grow. Mm-hmm. And they really do that in competition. Mm-hmm. Because it's natural for them to start yeah. those communications.
It's great. Well, thank you for the work that you do mm-hmm. over there, Allison. That is Allison Terry. She's the department chair for building and construction trades over at York Tech. Grant, I know we're pushing up against a break, but I want to give you some time to give a quick plug for your 4-week summer term and then maybe what's coming up at York Tech.
Yeah. So very quickly, our 4-week summer term will start July 16th. This is the last one. So, you know, if you didn't quite get that grade you wanted, you know, at university, you're back for the summer, it's a great time to come in, take a course, catch back up, get back up on schedule. Or, you know, if you're looking to get ahead, it's a great opportunity for that as well. Of course, we've got fall coming up. Enrollment's open for that. So go to our website, check it out. If you're looking to get started in fall or you're coming back to us after a little while, we would absolutely love to have you back and have you with us.
And if they're more of like an in-person kind, you know, want to be able to talk to someone, can they actually come on campus and have someone walk them through that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So our Building J on campus is like a lot of our student services are there, your admissions, your financial aid. You're always welcome to come in, you know, talk to people and get connected and learn about the college.
All right, great. Well, it's a pleasure to always see you guys once a month from York Technical College. Of course, that was Allison Terry, Department Chair for Building and Construction Trades, and Grant Suskin, who is their marketing and communications coordinator. Thank you both for being here again, and we hope to see you soon.
Thank you so much.